football versus homophobia is one of the excellent things that football can do. And now there's another story that's been going around recently of the excellent stuff that football can do. And this involves someone who used to be on Charlton Live, actually, our good friend Alex Steadman. He hasn't been on Charlton Live for a while because he's now over on he works for Crawley Town FC, so he's the media guy for them. So he obviously hasn't got time to come over to Charlton these days, but he still keeps an eye out for the results. He's an Addicts fan. He's a friend of mine, personal friend, and he the start of February got diagnosed with testicular cancer. Now, of course, that's not something that's very easy to go through, especially for someone of Steadman's age. I mean, the joke on the show was always that he's 12, so he must be about 15 by now, and obviously not something that's very easy to go into. But his story over the last month or so has been absolutely fascinating. In terms of the way that he's been so brave to battle through what he's going through, and B, in terms of the way that the football world has surrounded him with support. So I rang up Steaders last night to find out how he's going on, and basically to chat it through, really, because it's a fascinating story. And this is what Alex had to say on his condition, how he's going to beat it, and of course how the football world has supported him. Right, we're joined here now on Charlton Live by a friend of the show, used to be on the show, Alex Steadman. Alex, how are you doing?
Good evening, Louis. Not too bad, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm all right. Thanks, I'm all right. It's good to hear your voice again. We haven't heard from you for a little while. Now, obviously, you're not really surrounding yourself with Charlton anymore because you got yourself a new job over at Crawley Town, still keeping an eye on the results. So. You know what's been going on with Charlton, I'm sure. But a lot of Charlton fans also know what's been going on with you. Now, you were diagnosed with a testicular cancer at the start of February. And now you're going through the treatment. It sounds like the early signs sound positive for you.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a whirlwind month, to be honest with you, Louis. I was diagnosed at the start of February, and I received a phone call from John Hartson a couple of days after my diagnosis, which was very helpful and very very uplifting. And it's sort of I try and put things on social media as much as I feel appropriate, and as soon as I put that phone call out that he had rung me, things sort of took off from there throughout February, really.
Yeah, obviously John suffered from testicular cancer himself a few years ago, so it was it was really good of him to ring you. And I guess that sort of started this little story in terms of how the whole of the football world has sort of surrounded itself in support for you.
Yeah, it's been absolutely amazing, to be honest with you. I'm a family friend of Ewan Roberts, who obviously knows John through his work with BBC Wales, and I think he asked him to give me a ring, and I was just doing my usual, you'll probably know, usual preparation on a Friday before a game on the Saturday, and I didn't recognise a number that came up on my phone, but given the nature of what I've been told, I thought I'd better answer it. And he just went through, you know, he asked me what stage of my diagnosis I was at, what the planned treatment was, told me a little bit about his condition as well that he had that was very severe, told me to keep positive and surround myself with football people, and over the last month, like you said, that just seems to have amplified, really.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the fact that John gave you a ring obviously helped your decision when it came to sort of, you decided to do some charity fundraising. You're doing it for the John Hartson Foundation, is it called?
Yeah, the John Hartson Foundation raises money for research for testicular cancer. I wanted to turn the negative into a positive as much as possible, and I sort of recognised that with my job and the people that I knew and the access to contacts that I have, I thought I could make a really big difference. I've been suffering quite a lot, since November, throughout December, January, and excruciating amounts of pains at times with no real diagnosis, and I felt like I hadn't been solved, but I was on the way to being fixed, and if I could help other people in some way and use the power of football, which we know is so powerful, and then that could only be a good thing. And the response from clubs has been amazing. I've had signed shirts, I've had footballs, I've had all sorts of memorabilia from all clubs across the country. It's just been outstanding, really.
Yeah, and I guess I think the first team to really get the ball rolling was Wycombe Wanderers, and now you put up on your Twitter feed a couple of weeks ago the video of Gareth Ainsworth, who when Crawley went over to Wycombe and went on to win, ironically, after that. But when you went over there, Gareth invited you into the home dressing room and gave a little speech and sort of, like you say, got the donations rolling, including a shirt from the big man Akin Fenner as well, by the looks of it, which is, I think there's going to be bids in for that because he's a popular player, isn't it? But that was what Gareth Ainsworth did for you there was spectacular, really.
Yeah, the result topped off. I'd probably say that's one of the, without being too dramatic, it's probably one of the best days and one of the most memorable days of my life, to be honest with you, mate. It was, roller coaster of emotions, really. I turned up that day, and my counterpart, Matt Cecil at Wickham Wanderers Football Club, he does a fantastic job there. He said, "If you've got a minute," and he invited me into the home change room. And you know, when you almost sort of get a feeling, I was standing in the corridor out there with Gareth Ainsworth, and he used to play with John Hartson at Wimbledon. So we had a little discussion. He said, "Come in and follow me," and went through that dressing room door, and they were all immaculately sat round, as you've probably seen from the video. Matt went in and sat with them and filmed from where they were seated, and it was just, but what you saw, I was speechless. I didn't really know how to react. I had to hold it together pretty well, to be honest with you. And since then, it just took off that evening. My phone wouldn't stop going off. I didn't know how to turn Twitter notifications off. I've never had that problem before. It was outstanding. And then, obviously, the week after, the EFL picked up on it. And they sent me and my dad to Southampton versus Manchester United at Wembley, which was, again, it's been one of the toughest, but one of the most heartwarming and brilliant months of my life, I'd say.
Well, I guess this shows that for all the negative press football can get for this and that and managerial sackings and clubs and whatnot, the good it can do as well. And like you say, I remember that, seeing that photo of you and your dad at Wembley for the cup final, which was a really good cup final as well. Just sort of summed it up for me, really, how well everyone's come together.
Yeah, it's football's always been my life, mate. You know that. I've grown up through my teenagers. It's how I met you. It's how I've met so many of my mates. It's such a big part of my life. It's the thing that's keeping me going at the moment, even doing little bits of work from home when I feel like it. It's an amazing sport, and people have a lot of preconceived ideas about it. But this, I'm an isolated incident. I know there's so many more cases like this, and it's just, it all seems a bit surreal, really. But it's such a powerful sport and such a wonderful sport, and I guess that's why we love it so much, isn't it?
Now, the list of clubs that sent you stuff is longer than I can remember. But I've seen stuff from Fleetwood, Cardiff. And a particularly special one I noticed today came from a certain man over at Reading as well.
Yeah, I've had all sorts. I've had Liverpool's and Chelsea's and Brighton's and everything. But today, Jan Kermagant sent me a signed shirt personally from Reading with his name and number on the back. I'm just looking at it now. I'm going to get it framed. Keep fighting, mate, and get well soon.
Yeah.
And it's signed. Oh, I hate to keep it together here. And it's been wonderful, mate, because I had a tough day today, just out of pure coincidence. I came downstairs and my dad said, "Oh, this came in the post," and I opened that, and it just, every time I get a little low or every time I feel ill at the moment, I get a little pick-me-up from the footballing world, and long may it continue, because I think it's what's going to get me through, to be honest with you.
Yeah, definitely. And we all know, well, like I say, you and me both know what Jan's like after that dinner we had with him a few years ago, so we know he's such a top guy.
Absolutely fantastic,
yeah.
Guy, isn't he? Wonderful guy, not
yeah.
A bad footballer either.
Just a bit, yeah. I spoke to the guys at Charlton yesterday, and I know you've spoken to them too, so there's going to be stuff on the way from them as well. So I assume the plan is to auction off all this stuff for the John Hartson Foundation when you get the chance to.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm gonna take a couple of weeks, maybe a month, to ease myself into the treatment. Get all this stuff together at Crawley Football Club, and then I think I'm going to set up a specialised eBay page whereby I will then collect the money and give it directly through a Just Giving page to the John Hartson Foundation. I've looked into eventualities such as charity dinners, but I think we've seen the reach of social media and the internet, so I think if people can recognise it as a specialised eBay page with certain shirts signed on it for a good cause, or keep it in one place, nice and structured, that's the way to go. And because it's such a good cause, I know I've got time on my side in terms of putting the items up for bidding. I just wanted to... the response has been overwhelming, mate, to be honest with you. I never expected anything like this. So the more structured and the better planned I can make the auction, the better.
Yeah, well, obviously, when you get that Charlton stuff on in particular, let us know, and we'll make sure that our listeners to our show know exactly where they can bid for that stuff. I mean, obviously, you are a Charlton fan. It's difficult times down at the club at the moment, but I know you've got over to at least one game this season, and you from afar, how are you seeing things?
It's difficult, isn't it? There's been a lot of changes both on and off the field over the last couple of years. I think it's going to take a while to stabilise. It's a tough league to get out of League One, but I don't think we should be in mid-table with the players that we've got. Tweeted this morning that a year ago today, Charlton versus MK Dons, I covered for a local paper last year. Just George Texier and Richard Johnson remain now that are on that team sheet. So that speaks volumes. I think there needs to be a bit of a change in philosophy from top to bottom, really, to be honest with you, without going into too much detail. A bit more continuity, a bit more structure, and a bit more planning within the football club. But I wouldn't like really to say too more on that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's fair enough. So you're just going through your treatment now. So a few more weeks of treatment before you come out the other end.
I've just finished. Almost a week into my 9 weeks today as we speak. I get rest days. Some weeks I just have a singular injection. This week, for instance, weeks 1, 6, and 9. I have 1, 4, and 7, beg your pardon. I have back-to-back long days, which takes it out of you. And it's just a case of seeing what I feel up to and when I feel up to it, engaging, being guided by my body. You might be able to go to a game at work at Crawley in a couple of weeks before the next cycle kicks in, but I've got age on my side, and I've got the world of football on my side, so I think I'll get through it. It's just about being sensible and resting, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and your employers, Crawley Town, it sounds like they've been really good to you as well.
I can't speak highly enough of them. Absolutely fantastic. The manager, Dermot Drummy, his family's been heavily affected by cancer. I keep it together here as well, but on Saturday after the game, when we were doing the interviews after the game, my dad came across them in the corridor, and they had a little word of thanks and a little hug, and it just speaks volumes about what this sport can do, and that some things in life are so precious, and it's just been fantastic. They've been fantastic. They've been brilliant with me. I've loved every minute since I've been at the club. It's a really special place, and it will forever hold a place in my heart, I guess, after this and my first real job and everything else. It's just been wonderful, yeah.
Well, excellent stuff, Alex. It's been so good to hear from you on the show this evening, and so I've seen all the stuff you've been doing over at Crawley, and all the stuff you've been doing gathering stuff to auction off for the John Hartson Foundation as well. It's been an inspiration to see, and it's been great to hear you back here on Charlton Live.
Thank you very much, Matt, and I look forward to seeing you soon. You take care of yourself.
Jackson, it's in! Yes! Yeah! Get it! Johnny Jackson! Woohoo!
Charlton Live.